The State Department has pulled that blog post about President Trump's Palm Beach resort Mar-a-Lago that was up for several weeks as part of the department's Share America website, and it caused a huge outcry. It described Trump's for-profit Florida club as the Winter White House, and a couple of U.S. embassies shared the post on their websites and social media. Of course, critics said it looked like a government-sponsored ad. NPR reporter Jackie Northam has been covering conflicts of interest in the new administration since the election. She joins us. Hi, Jackie.
Hi, Robin.
And tell us more about the posting.
Well, it was sort of a gauzy history of Mar-a-Lago, and it talked about how the first owner, Marjorie Meriwether Post, had always hoped that a president would use it as a winter White House. There were some grand photos of the exterior and some of the resort's more opulent rooms. And there was also a tweet from President Trump embedded in the story saying how he's looking forward to getting down to Mar-a-Lago again. Mm-hmm. So it looked like a travelogue, or really more like a promotion or marketing of this for-profit, members-only resort, which is owned by the president. And then when the story is reposted on the website of the U.S. Embassy in London, well, it caught the attention of a lot of people, including watchdog groups and politicians. And in fact, Oregon's Democratic Senator Ron Wyden retweeted the story saying, quote, "Here's the full post in its kleptocratic glory."
Oh, boy. Well, the State Department removed it and apologized, saying the intention was to inform the public about where the president had been, you know, hosting world leaders there. Mm-hmm. But do we have any idea how it even got on the State Department's website?
Well, it's interesting. When a State Department spokesman, Mark Toner, was initially asked about this yesterday, he said he hadn't even heard about it. So it's still unclear why this was on the website in the first place, who made the decision to put it up, and whether it was even vetted for any sort of legal or ethical concerns. Robin, I spoke today with Melanie Sloan, and she's a spokesperson for a new government watchdog group called American Oversight. And she says they're digging in to find out whether whoever wrote it was trying to win favor with the president or had been asked by someone at the State Department to do it.
It could just as easily be somebody trying to promote President Trump's Mar-a-Lago because they know how much he loves it. And they want to curry favor, or it could be that the president ordered it. I mean, the president does seem to believe that he's in a four-year-long infomercial for his own brand.
And Sloan says her group has submitted a Freedom of Information Act request to find out, you know, how it ended up on the website, and has also asked the Inspector General of the State Department and Congress as well to investigate.
Especially since, as people are pointing out, membership fees at Mar-a-Lago have gone up, you know, from something like $100,000 to $200,000. You know, we've heard about the president's first 100 days much this week. Are these questions of conflicts of interest dying down?
Well, you're right. Right from the beginning, you know, we've had many ethics experts have had concerns about how the president will separate his business from the White House. And Mar-a-Lago is a perfect example of this. He spent many weekends there since becoming president, including hosting heads of states. And every time he's down there, it's more publicity for the place. So, again, many ethics experts say the only way to avoid these potential conflicts of interest is for Trump to sell off his business interests. And he's refused to do that.
Yeah. So these questions will keep coming up.
Most likely.
And NPR's Jackie Northam will keep looking at them. Jackie, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.